live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
A pitching change in the fifth inning for the El Rosa Saints. Don Heinen and some defensive changes.
Jackson Peter will come in now to do the pitching. We're looking at Will Van Beck. He's moved over to second base now, and Evan Wiener will play right field. So Evan Wiener will be in Peyton Van Beck's spot here.
Matt Quaid out at second, Nick Dingman at first. It's 2-0 Lake Henry in the fifth, the Lakers with one out. And here comes Grant Ludwig to the plate, getting to hit off the new pitcher, Jackson Peter. Matt Leiser on deck for Lake Henry. Jackson Peter delivers, low for a ball, 1-0. Quaid at second, Dingman at first. Peter works from the stretch and is pitched to Grant Ludwig, high for a ball, and 2-0. The count. Low is that pitch, and 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. And Ludwig will take a strike call there in 3-1. The count. We can see that wind is really blowing out of the north-northwest now. Ludwig will follow that to the screen, and the count now 3-2.
A little different feel now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
A little less humidity. Beautiful day now.
At infield, playing about medium depth, as Ludwig slaps it in the left field, a base hit. Everybody will move up 90 feet, and Grant Ludwig picking up his second hit of the day. He's 2-for-2. So good at bat for Grant Ludwig. And here comes Matt Leiser, who's had a good day. He is 1-for-2, reached on an error, and had a base hit in his last at bat. They're going to bring the infield in, trying to cut the run off at the plate. Jackson Peter ready on the mound, and the right-hander comes home with a strike called in 0-1. Two runs, six hits, no errors for Lake Henry. No runs, three hits, and two errors for El Rosa. And Leiser, a fly ball to center field. Is it deep enough for Austin Imdick to make the throw? Here comes the throw to the plate. It's up the line, and Quaid sides home safely, a sacrifice fly from Matt Leiser.
Boy, I thought they had a chance at play to, you know, that toes is right on. You know, he came running in on that fly ball.
Yeah.
Had a real good momentum boost here to come home.
And again, Austin Imdick, I mean, he normally plays left field.
Yeah,
he doesn't play center
go.
Field. Kevin Kiefler's always there. And so sacrifice fly for Leiser makes it 3-0. And here's Sam up at the plate. The first pitch to Sam is high for a ball, and 1-0. Nick Dingman stayed at second. Grant Ludwig stayed at first on that throw home. Pitch is a strike called, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Two outs, two on. Jackson Peter, his pitch. There's strike two called, and 1-2 to Sam Upper. We're in the top of the fifth inning, 3-0, Lake Henry. Peter delivers, and just a little outside, count two balls, two strikes. Two and two. The kick and the pitch, and a swing and a miss. Out on strikes is Hupfer, and done are the Lakers in the fifth, but they score one run on two hits. No error runners and two left on base. We played 4.5, Lake Henry 3, and El Rosa nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KESN.
Soak up your summer savings today with Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram during the summer clearance event. Hi everyone, it's Colin. This month only, lease the all-new 2020 Jeep Cherokee Limited V6 with blind spot monitoring for only $271 per month. Or lock in employee pricing on the all-new 2020 Jeep Gladiator. Lease it today for only $356 per month. Don't delay. Soak up your savings today at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, home of the free 5-state delivery. Just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
Not just good food, it's great food and a ton of menu options to choose from at Trapper's Pub & Grub & Farming. The Grill at Trapper's Pub & Grub opens at 11 a.m. daily and features a full-service bar. Nightly specials begin at 5. Tuesday is taco night, Wednesday it's $6 burger baskets, and Thursday is fajita night. Plus, catering is always an option when you're hosting an event. Don't miss the boat on a great meal when you stop by Trapper's Pub & Grub & Farming for takeouts or catering. Phone 548-3700.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen, back with you here in Greenwald, bottom of the fifth inning. Lake Henry leading El Rosa 3-0. Brandon Relke leads off the fifth for the Saints, and the first pitch from Grant Ludwig is low for a ball, 1-0. Relke drives it to center field, coming hard. Is fast and he can't get it. That's going to bounce by him. And digging for two is Relke. Here comes the throw, not in time. That'll be a hit in an air on Levi Bast.
Kind of caught in no man's land there, didn't he? You had that, thought he had a chance at it at first. It stayed up in the air for him, but a little bit, then it bounced right in front of him.
So Relke on at second. We're going to score a hit in an air because that ball, Bass did play it to his side and definitely could have got in front of it. Austin Imdick takes the first pitch from Grant Ludwig for a strike called in 0-1. Nice stop by Shane Campson on the next pitch. That bounces in the dirt. Shane down to his knees, using that chest protector so well to block that baseball.
Not just a quick reaction like that. How do you get yourself in that position that quick?
And those knees. I mean, Don, you and I have bad knees, and it's just like, how
wow.
Can those knees continue to take a beating?
It hurts watching it.
Yeah, yeah. Here's a strike, and 1-2 now to Austin Imdick. Will Van Beck on deck. Imdick, ground ball to short. Quade has it roll off his glove, and everybody's safe. It'll be another error on the Lakers here in the fifth. On the play, Relke goes to third. So first and third now for El Rosa. Nobody out, and Will Van Beck to the plate. Will Van Beck in his first at bat had a base hit. 3-0 Lake Henry in the fifth. There's a strike called from Grant Ludwig and 0-1. Carter Wessel holds Austin Imdick over at first. The lead by Relke at third. Another breaking ball from Ludwig. A delayed steal. Now they have Austin Imdick in the hot box. Here's the throw coming home. They're going to get Austin Imdick out, I think, as coming home to score was Relke. So El Rosa does this all the time. They move those runners trying to get a run in, and they did this time. Worked. Austin Imdick gets thrown out on the bases, and coming in to score is Brandon Relke. So, yeah, so he was able to steal home. Yeah. Nope. And Van Beck at the plate, the ground ball to third. Spooner in on the grass. He'll glove it and throw it first. 5-3 on the putout and two outs. Boy, Carter Wessel on that hot box just about threw home.
He did.
And then they would have got nobody.
I don't think so. No, he did. He turned, looked, but he thought, oh, boy.
Yep.
This isn't going to work.
So two outs. And Matt Schmitz at the plate. The first pitch of ball to Matt. There's a swing and a miss. And 1-1 the count to Schmitz. One ball, one strike. It's bouncing in the dirt. Shane Campson comes up with it so nonchalantly. Another pitch in the dirt, and 3-1. Three balls, one strike.
Shane's kind of saying, hit my mitt. I got a strike zone here.
Schmitz will pop this one up. That's going to go foul and out of play. The count full at 3-2. The Saints have scored one here in the fifth inning on a hit and a couple of Laker errors. Ludwig ready, the 3-2 pitch. And fouled to the backstop. The count stays at 3-2.
Some fans are actually social distancing out in left field. In between every advertisement sign, the advertisement's about 10 feet wide, and they're all sitting in between them.
And the 3-2 pitch comes in low, ball four, and Matt Schmitz is going to walk. Bring Jackson Peter to the plate. Jackson Peter so far today, 0-2. It's a little bit high from Grant Ludwig. And 1-0. Here we'll foul this one back. Shane Campson giving chase, and that one will fall foul. And one ball, one strike. Matt Schmitz, base runner here in the fifth inning. Two outs. Grant Ludwig staring down at Shane Campson. He's ready to throw, and that pitch just missing outside in the count. Two balls and a strike.
Pretty good from up here, didn't it?
That was a nice pitch. Nice pitch, and again, we're in the press box above the first base dugout, so we can see the height of a pitch. It's just we can't oftentimes see where it's crossing the plate. And ground ball to short, Quade up with it across the diamond, 6-3 on the put out, and that'll end the Saints' fifth, scoring one run on one hit, two errors, and one man left on base. We will be back in a minute. 3-1 Lake Henry. Back in a minute.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Kutzer Excavating. Serving the local area since 1996. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Kutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozer and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They're available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
3-1. Wake Henry leading El Rosa as we make our way to the top of the sixth inning. And it'll be Cooper Bast batting for himself again this time. Adam Miller pinch hit for him last time at bat. Cooper in his first at bat today struck out. And the first pitch, a ball. And 1-0. There's a strike called and 1-1 to Cooper Bask. One ball, one strike. Pitch a ball again and 2-1. 2-1 to count. Ball back and out of play by Cooper and 2-2. To the count, and Basta Squibber back to Jackson Peter on the mound. He'll knock it down and throw to first, and just in time to get the speedy runner.
Cooper, he moved him down that line pretty good, and he knocked it down up the middle there and just got him.
So, one out for Lake Henry. And at the plate, it's Levi Bast. Pitch to Levi, low for a ball, 1-0. The count. Levi Bass today is 0-2. He was hit by a pitch in his last at bat. There's a strike called and 1-1. Jackson Peter delivers and Bass drills this one to left field. Coming in a step or two is Wiener to make the catch for the second out.
First baseman number 1, Carter Wessel.
So, 2 outs. And here's Carter Wessel. It's from Jackson Peter. Strike on that inside corner and 0-1 to Carter.
Sure, Carter isn't sad to see Van Beck gone here. You can see somebody from the other side.
And Wessel will bloop this one out to right field. Austin Imdick coming hard, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Lakers in the sixth. Nothing across. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 5.5, they hit the Lake Henry 3, Rosa 1. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC is ready to go to work on your new and remodeling projects. As an authorized pro partner Rheem dealer, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.giltplumbing.com and learn more about Rheem products. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilt. If you need concrete for your home, farm, or business, then giddy up and go to Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has precast products including H or J style feed bunks, bunker style wall sections, and manufactured slatted floors. No concrete jobs are too big or small for Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, Long Prairie. Working hand in hand with our good neighbors and farmers for 100 years. Call us today at 837-5288.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Bottom of the sixth inning. And El Rosa's James Kiepler in the batter's box facing Grant Ludwig. James Kiepler 0-2 today. First pitch, a strike called 0-1. He lined out to shortstop Quade in his last at bat. 3-1 our score. And Kiepler sends it a long way. Back by the fence, looking up as fast, and it's gone. James Kiepler, a solo shot to just about straightaway center field up by that 371 sign, and we've got a 3-2 ball game.
Boy, he got all of that one, didn't he? Set her up in the air and good wood to it.
Leading off the sixth is Kiepler. And Ethan Boat will come to the plate. Ethan 0-2 today. And the breaking ball just missing outside and the count at 1-0.
The first home run, Randy, the tournament? It might be, huh?
No. plate. Now it's 2-1, two balls and a strike. A solo home run earlier today.
Oh, yeah.
Think back to the ball.
Kyle Leeser.
Yeah, Kyle Leeser had a solo home
run. Kyle Leeser had a home run in that game.
3-1 the count to Ethan Boat. There's strike two called and 3-2. Two's the count, and both swings and misses. He's out on strike. That will bring Luke Van back to the plate. Luke Van Beck so far today, 1-for-1. He walked in his first at bat, had a double with a lot of hustle in his last at bat. First pitch, a strike called, and 0-1 to Luke. Balls, one strike. Here's a strike called and 0-2. One out, nobody on. Run in for El Rosa in the sixth. And Van Beck sticks his bat out. Quade has to go to the backhand. Strong throw, not in time. Van Beck beats out the infield single. Boy, he is fast.
He moves down the line. Good knees. We couldn't do that, could we, Randy?
No, and that's just the key. I mean, putting it in play with your speed.
Make them make the play.
You bet.
Got to make good throws. That was a tough one.
Derek Wiener steps into the box. Derek is 1-for-2 so far today. 3-2 our score. And the pitch to Wiener is high for a ball. 1-0. Three runs, six hits, two errors for the Lakers. Two runs, six hits, two errors for the Saints. Ludwig delivers a strike, and now the count at 1-1. One ball, one strike. Pitches low for a ball, and 2-1. Who won the count? There's a strike called in 2-2 now to Derek Wiener. Two the count. Van Beck will lead from first. Grant Ludwig ready. Quick throw to first and Van Beck back safely. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Ludwig ready. And Wiener squibs it foul at the plate. The count stays 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Derek Wiener ready as Ludwig delivers. And Wiener taps this one out in front of plate. Ludwig steps off the pitching mound, and they throw back to second after getting Wiener out at first, and hustling back is Van Beck. So Wiener retired, 1-3 on the putout.
Played by Carter over there. He just about caught him going around there too wide at second.
Gotta bring Brandon Rauke to the plate. Tying run now in scoring position out at second. And Brandon Rauke today is 1-for-2. Had a base hit in his last at-bat. Came across to score on that hot box. Grant Ludwig delivers, and Rauke takes a strike called, 0-1. I think he's going to that breaking ball a lot, Doc.
Yes, he is. It's a changeup breaking ball. I think his fastball ain't quite what it was at the first couple innings.
Rauke chops it to third. Colin Spooner, clean play over to first. 5-3 on the putout. That'll do it for the Saints in the sixth. They come up with a run on that home run by James Kiefler. One run, two hits, no errors, and one left on. We played six here in Greenwald. It's Lake Henry 3, El Rosa 2. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Crystal R., Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard feed dealer. Find the perfect blend of Hubbard feeds for your dairy operations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds, too. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and offers delivery right to your farm. If you are looking to buy or sell your grains, talk with Tim for pricing. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard feed dealer, wishes good luck to the El Rosa Saints and all area teams competing in the 2020 Region 15C tournament.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
If you're going to warm up Sam up for...
Randy Rothstein, Don Henning with you. Here in Greenwald, we make our way to the top of the seventh inning. Jackson Peter on in relief of Peyton Van Beck. We'll face the likes of Shane Campson, Matt Quaid, and Nick Dingman. Consider that the heart of the Lakers lineup right now. Carter Wessel also is going to go down to the bullpen. He's going to get loose. The winner of this ball game will play tomorrow. The loser will play tomorrow in an elimination game. Pitch two, Shane Campson a ball, and 2-0 now.
Watkins awaits the winner of this game. Farming awaits the loser.
Pitch to Campson inside, and now 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Jackson Peters pitch. That bounces in the dirt, and Campson with a leadoff walk here in the seventh. Bring Matt Quaid to the plate. Matt, so far today, 2-for-3. Double and a run scored in the fourth, a single and a run scored in the fifth. And the pitch to Matt Quaid is a strike called in 0-1. Oh, 1 the count. Shane Campson will lead at first. And Quaid drills it past Van Beck at third into the left field corner. Big turn by Campson at second, but he'll pull up as Matt Quaid took a big turn at first, too, and came down on one knee. So sharp single by Quaid. And now the Lakers, with runners at first and second, nobody out, are threatening here in the seventh. John, you'd set off the year, too. Lake Henry has left a lot of base runners today.
They have. They have left seven already on base here.
Nick Dingman swinging away and a drive to right field. Then it goes off the glove of Wiener out in right. Everybody's going to move up, and that'll be an error on Evan Wiener.
Ooh.
Out in right field to load him up.
Oh, wow.
Wiener had camped underneath it and was going to make the catch, and it just went off his glove. So third error of the ball game for the Saints, and that's a big one. Here's Grant Ludwig. Base is loaded. Nobody out. Jackson Peters pitch. A strike call to Grant Ludwig and 0-1.
He actually went in defensively, didn't he?
He did.
Evan Wiener in the...
When Jackson Peter came to pitch.
Correct.
Ludwig a foul back and out of play. That's over our heads. And the count to Grant Ludwig at 0-2. No balls, two strikes. They kick the pitch, and Ludwig swings and misses. He's out on strikes, and what a big strikeout for Jackson Peter.
Huge. Big time strikeout there for Jackson Peter.
And they got that infield in. They had the infield in on the grass. They were looking for a play at the plate, and now that infield's still in somewhat, but they'll take a double play ball if they can get one. Here's Matt Leaser.
Swinging a hot bat, Matt.
Matt, the sacrifice blind, his last at bat. He is 1-for-2 today. Reached on an air back in the second. And the breaking ball from Jackson Peter. It misses outside in the count at 1-1. One and one the count. And Leaser follows that at the plate, and now 1-2. Campson at third. Quaid at second. Dingman at first. And ready on the mound, Peter. The 1-2 pitch. Coming. And Leaser taps that foul at the plate. Staying alive. The count at 1-2, yes. Ball and 2 strikes. Those corners still in for the El Rosa Saints. And this one is tapped to Peter, and he tries to flip it home, and he can't get a good grip on it. And everybody will be safe. A run scores. Jackson Peter fielded that chopper up the first base line, and he tried to flip to Relke, and it came out of his hand. That'll be a fielder's choice. Tough play all around. And the Lakers get a run out of it.
It looked like he fielded and lost his balance there, and he couldn't get the flip to the plate there and had a chance to get him at home.
So a run comes in, now 4-2. And Sam Hupfer at the plate. First pitch to Sam was a ball, and 1-0. There's the strike called in 1-1. 1-1. Quaid at third, Dingman at second, Leaser at first. Pitch high to Hopper, and now 2-1. 2-1. Top of the 7th inning, 4-2. Mike Henry. And Hupfer does his job. A drive to left field. Wiener going back. Still going back. Makes the catch. Tagging is Quaid. He will score, and it is 5-2 on the long drive by Sam Hupfer that just about got over Wiener's head.
I was just going to say he did that against Greenwald up in, or was it New Munich where he hit that base-clearing double over the left fielder's head? Got a little bit of a little pop in that bat, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. So that's the second out. Nick Dingman had a hustle back to second base. And at the plate, it's number 9 hitter, Cooper Bast. Not as that first and second yet.
Probably could have tagged on that, huh?
He could have. Yes.
I think he wanted to score, though.
First pitch of ball to Cooper, 1-0, and now low and inside, and 2-0. Two runs here in the 7th for Lake Henry. Boy, those are big runs after El Rosa had picked up a little momentum, I would say, with single runs in the 5th and 6th innings. Pitch a ball inside, now 3-0. Leadoff hitter Levi Bast on deck. 3-0 the count to Cooper. And inside ball 4, and Cooper Bast will walk.
Chance to break this game open here with a base hit now. Levi Bast.
So the base is loaded again for Lake Henry here in the 7th. And Levi Bast at the plate. Pitch high from Jackson Peter, and 1-0. Levi Bass so far today, 0-for-3. He was hit by a pitch back in the fourth. Pitch high again, and now 2-0. He is the eighth man to bat here in the seventh for Lake Henry. Jackson Peter delivers, and there is a strike to Levi Bast, and 2-1. Foley leading Monticello in 11C, 3-0. That in the bottom of the sixth. We have some scores coming in from Region 4C over in Minnewaska at Minnewaska High School. Bass drives a single to right field as that's going to score two more runs. On to third goes Bass, Levi Bass with an RBI single, scoring two, and it is 7-2, Lake Henry. Scoring Matt Leaser and Nick Dingman. Cooper Bast ends up on third. He goes from first to third on that. And Levi Bast with the single, bringing up Carter Wessel.
Oh, that's a clutch hit, wasn't it?
That was a hit,
man.
You bet. 7-2 our score, and the pitch two. Carter Wessel is high for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Jackson Peters pitch, and Carter Wessel skies this one to center field. Austin Imdick should have room. As he waits for it to come down, he makes the catch, and that'll do it here in the seventh. But a big seventh for Lake Henry. They score four runs in the inning. Four runs on two hits. There was an error and two men left on base. So we have played 6.5, Lake Henry 7, El Rose a 2. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
Scooters Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Linares a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa. Scooters Trucking would like to wish the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Bottom of the seventh inning for the El Rosa Saints, and Ryan Elias will pinch hit for Austin Imdick. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, Austin was 0-for-2 today, and Ryan Elias sees the strike, and 0-1 from Grant Ludwig. 7-2, Lake Henry with a big four spot in the seventh. And this ball game, Don, we've seen 9 runs scored. That's equal to what we saw in the first 3 games.
It is.
Elias fouls it to the backstop in the count 1-2.
They bring them all out in one game here, don't they, Don? Yeah, there wasn't a lot of runs scored in them first 3.
Grant Ludwig's pitch, and Elias a ground ball to second. Takes a nice hop for Sam Hopper, and on to first, 4-3 in the putout. That's hard to say. Nice hop for Sam Hopper.
Mary gave me her score thing here, and I'm kind of dumbfounded with it.
Here comes Will Van Beck to the plate. Will 1-for-2 so far today. And the pitch a called strike to Will Van Beck. It's a little bit low on the count, 1-1. And Van Beck, a ground ball to Spooner at third. Nice play by Collin. His throw to first. And a nice stretch by Carter Wessel. That's a 5-3 putout. Bring leadoff hitter Matt Schmitz to the plate. Matt Schmitz so far today is 0-2. He walked in his last at bat. Grant Ludwig delivers, and Schmitz a ground ball to Quade at short. Cross the diamond, 6-3 on the putout, and that'll end the 7th for El Rosa. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We head to the eighth, 7-2 Lake Henry over El Rosa. Back in a minute. New pitcher, number 20. Is that Will Van Beck?
Yes.
Starting lineup. So he and Jackson Peter just switched. It is 7-2. We're in an inning break here on KASM Radio. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Got a pitching change for the El Rosa Saints, Don.
Okay, let me look here. Will Van Beck will come in now in the eighth inning to do the pitching, and Jackson Peter will go back second base.
Will Van Beck, young man. Right-hander. Boy, that was a big inning for Grant Ludwig. If you look back, Don, to the bottom of the seventh inning, he got three ground ball outs to second, to third, and to short.
He did.
After his team just put up a four spot. And it's like, that's hard on a team like El Rosa because you're hoping to maybe come back with some runs of your own. And
yeah, they put him down really easily in the eighth inning there. I should say the seventh inning, bottom of the seventh. El Rosa has a little trouble getting anything started here, don't they?
Will Van Beck will lead it off, or Will Van Beck will pitch, and Shane Campson will lead it off. Campson led off the seventh inning with a walk. Bats here in the eighth. First pitch of ball, there's a strike called, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Van Beck's pitch. There's strike two called to Shane Campson, and 1-2. We'll pack up our gear, and we'll move to El Rosa for an 8 o'clock game tonight under the lights. Catch it here on KASM Radio. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen. The 1-2, that's going to hit Campson in the thigh, and he's going to go to first. So Shane hit by a pitch. I'll bring Matt Quaid to the plate. Seven to two, our score here in the eighth. And Quaid will take high for a ball. 1-0. Got one ball, no strike. Quade drills it to left field. This will be off of Wiener's glove, off the fence. Campson digging for third. He'll pull in, and Matthew Quade ends up on second. That'll be a hit. They'll call it a double for Matthew Quade, who is now 4-for-5 today. Two doubles.
Seeing the ball well, isn't he?
He is. Big day, four hits for Quade. Lake Henry has a whole 9 hits. Here's a ground ball. That's going to get under the glove of Van Beck at third. It's going to score Shane Campson and Nick Dingman with a single. Makes it 8-2.
The pitcher, number 5.
And here comes Grant Ludwig to the plate. Will Van Beck on in relief of Jackson Peter, who was on in relief of Peyton Van Beck. Runners at first and third. Grant Ludwig so far today, 2-for-3. Pitches high for a ball, 1-0. One out the count. And Ludwig fouls it to the backstop. And the count 1-1. One ball, one strike. Breaking ball from Van Beck, a little bit high in the zone, and 2-1.
Will and Peyton are brothers. Evan is a cousin of Van Beck's.
What about Luke?
Don't know.
Grant Ludwig hits it a ton. That's over Wiener's head. One and bounce high off the fence. He'll score one run. Here comes the second run as to the plate, and Brandon Relke can't hang on to it. And a double for Grant Ludwig that scores two more here in the eighth inning. It's now 10-2. Going to get a pinch runner for Grant Ludwig.
Like Trent Wentworth.
And still nobody out. Ten to two, and here comes Matt Leeser to the plate. Matt Leeser takes high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Pitch inside to Matt Leeser and 2-0. 10-2, 10 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for the Lakers. 2 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors for El Rosa. There's a strike call to Leeser and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Here's Leeser drilling at the center field. Austin Imdick right there to make the catch for the out. Oof. Yeah, even Matt Leeser's outs are hard. That was hit well.
They're hitting the ball this inning, aren't they?
First out of the eighth inning, and Sam Hupfer to the plate. Three runs here in the eighth for the Lakers. Will Van Beck's pitch is high for a ball, 1-0. So the bracket's starting to fill out pretty defined as who will play who tonight and tomorrow, with the exception of this game.
Watkins is awaiting the winner of this game for tomorrow at 11 o'clock. That'll be here at Greenwald.
Two balls, one strike to count.
Farming will get the loser at 1:30 tomorrow. St. Martin Kimball tonight at 8 o'clock over in El Rosa.
Two balls, two strikes to count to Sam Hupberth. He swings and misses. He's out on strikes.
Something feels funny up here.
Yeah, our region commissioner, Randy Shaneberg, up here with our attendance totals today, and I guess we both missed it a little bit. Wow. Okay. 0-1 the count to Cooper Bast. There's a strike called, and 0-2. No balls, two strikes to count. Will Van Beck's pitch, and Cooper Bast fouls this right over the third base dugout. 0-2. Base runner Wentland out at second. Here's Van Beck's pitch, and another foul back and out of play by Cooper Bast. No balls, two strikes. And another foul by Cooper Bass. Boy, he's battling Will Van Beck here in the eighth. 10-2. Will Van Beck gets a new baseball from the home plate umpire.
Yeah, they've been smacking that other one around quite a bit, haven't they?
They have. 0-2 the count. Two outs, and Bast another foul back and out of play. Boy, Cooper Bast is making some money for those ball shakers.
For sure.
And now a drive to right center field. Austin Imdick coming hard, makes the catch for the out, and that'll end the Lake Henry Lakers eighth. They come up with three runs in the inning on three hits. There were no errors and one man left on base. So we played 7.5. It's Lake Henry 10 and El Rosa 2. More baseball coming up in a minute on KESN.
There's only one place to go when you need to fill up, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, your hometown Senex store. Whether you are filling up with gasoline or with beverages and snacks, you can be sure that you'll get helpful energetic service. That's because Senex stores are locally owned with a long tradition of serving communities in this part of the country, and they sell high-quality gasoline and diesel fuels that you can depend on. Senex, our energy comes through. Stop in at QPC Store or for bulk fuel delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op at 320-987-3297. Good luck to all the area amateur baseball teams.
For over 60 years, you have come to depend on AM 1150 KASM Albany. Now on FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany. And 24 hours a day on KASM Albany at FM 107.7.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
We're back. Bottom of the eighth inning for El Rosa. Jackson Peter will lead it off. Jackson Peter, James Keepler, and Ethan Vogt facing Grant Ludwig. Two balls, one strike to count. Jackson Peter so far today is 0-3. And he chops this to third. Colin Spooner up with it across the diamond. 5-3 in the putout. Nice play by Spooner.
Solid third base over there today.
Yes, he is.
We're clicking on all the cylinders here right now.
Spooner's at five putouts today. Yep. James Keepler, a solo home run in his last at bat. He's 1-3. Grant Ludwig has gone the distance so far for the Lakers. And there's a strike called in 1-1. One ball, one strike. Keepler takes a big swing, and he fouls it back. And the count 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Here's a chopper. It's going to be a tough play. Grant Ludwig goes to one knee, fires a strike to first, and makes the play. Wow. Can put that one on a highlight film, too. That was a great play by Grant Ludwig.
Fielding his position well today, isn't he? He's got a couple of them up the middle that he's fielding and a couple of little dribblers that he's taking charge of and playing well out there.
And it's the fifth 1-3 put out today, so Grant Ludwig has fielded his position well.
Gavin Campson here.
Gavin Campson, fly ball to center field. There is Bass to make the catch for the out, and that'll do it. For the Saints in the eighth, nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played eight. It's El Rosa 10, and Lake Henry 10, El Rosa 2. We're back in a minute on KASM.
You know how just the thought of some things just make you cringe? Like walking barefoot across asphalt in August, sitting in the middle seat in an airplane. Or how about changing a diaper blowout in a public restroom when you're out of baby wipes and a spare baby outfit? We also know there's some folks out there that cringe at the mere thought of having to negotiate their way through the car buying process. People want the best deal up front and the most for their trade. We get it. We shop here too. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we've known that for a long time, and that's why we dumped the negotiating process and marked all of our vehicles with our best price a long time ago. Get into a new Chevy Equinox or Trax for up to 22% off MSRP. Plus, save big on the all-new Chevy Trailblazer. Save thousands, plus get Gilliland's exclusive lifetime powertrain warranty with every new Chevrolet all month long. Buying a vehicle is a big deal, and we're here to help make your experience as pleasant and non-cringeworthy as possible. Stop in and say hi, or find your new ride at GillandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.